Saturday Night Theatre. We present Heathcliff by Emily Bronte, dramatized by Constance Cox from the novel Wuthering Heights, and based upon a scenario by Rodney Ackland with Paul Daneman, Gudrun Ure, and Meg Wynne Owen. Heathcliff.
Once again, I, Ellen Dean, take up the story of Wuthering Heights. But this time I shall call it Heathcliff, for it is mainly concerned with him and what he did to those of us remaining about the heights. Our story begins one bitter winter day in the year 1804, when a hired carriage from Gimmerton drove up to the door of Wuthering Heights.
Knock again, Linton.
I have knocked. I keep on knocking. There's no one here.
There must be. Try again. Oh, no, wait a moment. There's someone coming from that stable yard. Call to him.
Hi, you fellow. Come over here.
What do you want?
I wish to see Mr. Heathcliff.
He burnt in the house. He went out on the moor this morning.
Then we must wait till he returns. Kindly open the door for us.
Nay, I don't know about you coming inside.
Don't be absurd. He summoned us from London. Please, let us in. Thank you. Now, if you'll take us somewhere where there is a fire.
You best come into the parlour.
Are you very cold?
I think I caught a chill on that beastly journey. I can't stop shivering.
Here'll be parlour. You can wait in here.
Come to the fire, Linton. Don't take off your cloak until you're thoroughly warm.
I wish we'd never come here. I think this is a horrible part of the country. Well, don't stand there staring at me, you lout. Bring in the luggage if you've nothing better to do.
Nay, I was wondering what'd be the matter with you.
My son is far from strong, and the journey from London has tired him.
He ought to get out on moors for a bit. He looks as if he hadn't the guts of a rabbit.
Kindly keep your observations to yourself, fellow. We didn't come all this way to listen to impertinent remarks from servants.
Who are you calling a servant? That's what you'll be thinking I am. You're wrong.
What's that? There's someone upstairs. Is it Mr. Heathcliff?
Nay, that Ben Master. Tis my father.
Your father?
He's bad today. But there's nought to be feared of. He's not likely to come down. He keeps mainly to his room nowadays.
Is he ill?
Tis one way of putting it. He'll be all right. He's quietened down. Look, ma'am, I've no orders to get you out, but maybe I can find some food in the kitchen.
Thank you. I want nothing.
Then I'll be about my business.
Wait a moment.
Well?
I was wondering, you said your father lived here.
Aye.
I too lived in these parts many years ago. It's possible I may have known him. Would you tell me who you are?
Mama, what's it to us who he is? Can't you see he's nothing but a servant?
I'll tell you once again, I'd be no servant.
Then why are you dressed like one? Why are you doing work that servants do?
Now, see here, you puling, whining, way-faced creature.
Don't call me names, you lout.
Linton, be quiet.
But you heard what he said.
It's your fault. You should know better than to say such things. Please forgive my son. He hasn't been in Yorkshire before. He doesn't understand your ways. It was a natural mistake.
Then tell him to keep a civil tongue in his head.
He won't offend you again.
He'd better not.
Now, won't you tell me, please, who you are?
You be main curious.
I told you I lived in these parts many years ago. I was Isabella Linton then. You may have heard of me.
There be a Mr. Edgar Linton at Thrushcross Grange, about 4 miles from here.
Thrushcross Grange was my home. And Mr. Linton is my brother. Then you know him. How is he? Is he well in health?
If he be your brother, you... Harriton Earnshaw.
Harriton. Then you're Henry's son.
Aye.
But I knew you, Harriton, when you were a child. Oh, I've seen you so often when my brother and I were visiting here. My brother was courting Catherine, and your father would be so pleasant. His gay little wife would make us laugh and laugh. Oh, poor Francis. Poor Catherine.
Who was Catherine?
Don't you know? Haven't they told you about her?
Nay.
She was your father's sister. She She lived here before she married my brother Edgar. She was the only being Heathcliff ever loved. There was a carving on the mantelpiece. She showed it to me once. Yes, here it is. Catherine Earnshaw. Haven't you ever looked at it, Harrison, and wondered about it?
Nay, no doubt about no carving.
But here it is, so plainly. Do come and read it, Harrison.
It is all foolery.
I don't believe he can read. That's why he doesn't want to look at it.
You old Jerush.
There, I knew I was right. He can't. Look at his face. Fancy a great fellow of his age not being able to read.
Linton, don't. That's cruel of you. Harrison, is it true? Can't you read?
What if I can't? What use be all this book learning?
Oh, Harrison, who has done this to you?
Done what to me? I'd be content with what I am.
But don't you realize the stock you come from? The Earnshaws were the first family in the county. They've been here for generations. Who has denied you education?
No one's denied me out. I do as I please.
Harrison, was it Heathcliff?
I must get back to the stables. I've got work to
Harrington,
do.
Harrington, you called him the master. Why did you do that?
Because he'd be the master.
Of Wuthering Heights?
Aye.
But your father's alive. Wuthering Heights should be his. What's happened all these years? Why are you like this?
I'll tell you nothing.
Harrington.
Don't Harrington me. I never asked to know you. What's it to you what I be here and what I look like? And as to my father being a gentleman born, I'll tell you this. If 'twan't for Heathcliff, I'd not have a roof over my head nor a bite in the stomach. So don't he come to me insulting him.
Don't you talk to my mother like that, you impertinent lump.
And as for thee, young whippersnapper, if you be staying here, keep out of my road or I'll break thee across my knees or wood yon sticks of firewood.
Then if you'll tell me nothing, I shall go to Hindley. You said he was upstairs. Linton, wait here for me.
Stay where you are.
Heathcliff.
Well, well, well. One cat and two puppy dogs all ready to fly at one another's throats. A pleasant domestic scene for a man to come home to.
I were only telling her that
get
you...
back to your work, Harrington.
But she spoke of you.
Get back to your work. I can guess how she spoke of me. I'm well able to take care of myself, as my dear wife knows. Go to Longmeadow. I've reason to believe some sheep have stumbled in a snowdrift. I'll be along to help you presently.
I hate prep.
The years have dealt unkindly with you, Isabella. You were fairly personable once, but now...
Why did you send for me? What do you want with us?
You know. In time. Is it my son?
I demand to know now.
I asked you a question, Isabella. Is this my son?
Yes.
Come here. Let me see you plainly.
My son, Mama?
I said come here.
Yes, sir.
My God, he's even worse than I expected him. The devil knows I wasn't sanguine. What do you call him? What's your name, boy?
Linton.
Linton? Huh. So, Isabella, you wanted me to hate him too, did you? Well, that won't be difficult. He's all a Linton, every bit of him. Where's my share in you, you puling chicken?
Mama!
Don't call on her. She can't help you. Come here and sit by me,
don't
Linton.
Don't go to him. Come and stand here by me.
Well, Linton?
Well, I think, Mama...
you see, Isabella, he's come to me. I fancy Linton knows already which of us it's safest to obey. Sit down. That's right. Now we must get to know each other. We have a lot of leeway to make up. What has your mother told you about me?
I told him nothing.
Nothing?
Only that you died before I was born.
Did I? That's interesting. I have a notion you find me a very substantial shade. And when did she admit to you that I was alive?
When you summoned us here.
I had to tell him then.
And did she tell you why she pretended I was dead?
No, sir.
What was your reason, Isabella? Hatred? Or delicacy?
Neither.
No?
When I thought, I hoped, that you and I would never meet again, I saw no reason to embitter him against you. It's natural for a boy to wish to love his father.
kind of you, Isabella.
But now that he has seen you, I will tell him. So that he'll never learn to trust you. Vincent...
One moment, Isabella. Is this to be a long narration? I have sheep that need attention.
My son is more important than your property.
Is he? To whom?
You can jeer at me, but it won't stop me warning him. Vincent, I told you he was dead because I was ashamed of ever having loved him. Ashamed that I debased myself by marrying him.
The years have given you wrinkles, Isabella, but they've not yet taught you caution.
I've no need of caution. There is nothing more that you can do to me.
No.
Linton, I had been mad enough to let him see that I loved him. And that he traded made me think he had an equal passion for me. I ran away with him, and we were married. Then he told me he had married me only to revenge himself upon my brother, whom he hated. That he felt nothing but abhorrence for me. This was the day we married. He could hardly wait to tell me.
Mama.
Even then I tried to make him love me. But he had loved for none but one. And I was not that person. In the end, I fled him. He'd lost me, all my friends. My brother refused to see me. But I was free of him. Well, so I thought till now. Linton... No matter what he says, don't heed him. He will never love you. Hate him, Linton. Hate him and mistrust him. Then perhaps you may be safe from him. For those are his own weapons, but never, never love him.
Have you quite finished, Isabella?
Yes. I have done all I can.
And what have you to say to that, Linton?
I?
Well, speak up.
Well, I think, sir, it would be better if Mama and I went home.
Home? But this is your home, boy. Don't you like it?
I meant our real home, sir, in London.
Put that out of your mind. You won't be going back there.
Not going back?
You mean you want to keep us here?
You're my wife. This is my son. Your place is here with me.
But you've no love for either of us. Why do you want us after all these years?
I need you. For a purpose.
Purpose?
Don't ask me what it is. I've no intention of telling you.
Listen.
Nor do I advise you to attempt to leave. You remember my solicitor's letter?
Only too well. But for your threat of taking Linton from me, I should never have come here.
Then obey my wishes and you will have no reason to regret it.
I trust you least when you depart from your own nature.
Your opinion matters very little to me, Isabella. I've done without it for 18 years. Now we must see to your comfort. Our boy, have your traps?
What?
Luggage, bags.
Oh, yes, they're in the yard, I think.
Fetch them.
Fetch them?
Well, don't you want them?
Well, yes, but isn't there a servant?
Well, what do you want with a servant? You've arms and legs, haven't you?
Yes, but I never carried bags.
So much the better. You look in need of exercise. Come on, run.
Come on,
run, boy,
run.
Please, sir, I can't hurry. Well,
we'll see about
that, won't we, eh?
Don't leave him alone.
Go on, out into the night.
He must have rest and care. His lungs are weak.
Is he dying?
Oh, heaven forbid.
But the fear is always with you.
Oh, Heathcliff, treat him gently. He has never known unkindness. You have no love for me, I know, but he is not offended. You be kind to Vincent.
Ask nothing of him. He has no compassion and no scruples. Ask that devil nothing.
Who is he?
Don't you know him? What are you doing down here? I never sent for you. Go back to your room.
You hear him? You hear him order me? I never sent for you. He said, get back to your room. He's forgotten the time when I could order him back to the stables and he dare not disobey me.
You're mistaken, Hindley. I shall never forget it. Meet my dear wife, Isabella, Hindley. Returned at last to her adoring husband.
Isabella?
Edgar Linton's sister, surely you remember her. She and her brother used to visit here in the days you were so fond of whining about when you were master.
I shall be master still, but for your treachery.
You use fantastic words, Hindley. What treachery did I ever show you?
You stole this house from me.
Stole? You gambled and lost it to me.
You cheated me.
You say that again and I'll turn you out. I played you fair.
Fair? Was it fair to play me when I was drunk, when I scarcely knew one card from another? Isabella, he's ruined me and degraded my boy. Treated him worse than any groom or servant. My lad, Harrington, who should be among the first in the county, cannot even write his name or count upon his fingers. And all because that sneering devil hates the name of Earnshaw.
As you did to me, Hindley, so I have done to you and Harrington. Yet I've been kinder to your son than ever you were to me.
Kinder? You, when were you ever kind?
Harrington has never known a better life than he has now. I had. That's why I suffered so. Now get back to your room. Go on. I've tolerated you long enough. And stay away from me, or the sight of you may yet prompt me to do you a mischief.
Let me help you, Hindley.
You leave him alone. He's climbed those stairs often enough. And he's brandy and plenty in his room to console him. Uh-huh. Here's my charming son. So you carried the beds in after all. You see what a little encouragement will do?
Yes, sir.
What's the matter with you? It seems I've only to speak and you tremble. Hey, Hindley, stop.
What more do you want of me?
You see here what Isabella has presented me with. This is my son. And you have a son like Allerton. All right, get into your room, and don't let me see you again today.
You lock the door.
Now, my beautiful son, take those bags up to your quarters.
Yes, sir. Where are they, sir?
Up the stairs in the room next to Hindley's. You saw where he went.
Yes, sir.
And stay there till you're sent for. Don't show yourself again without my leave.
No, sir. Sir, my mother...
He'll be near you. Go on, up with you.
Yes, sir.
Take off your cloak and bonnet, Isabella. You seem to forget you're staying. I've work to do in the fields, but you'll find food if you want it in the kitchen. And get Linton whatever you think he needs. I've no wish to starve him and send him from the world before his time.
Where am I sleeping, Heathcliff?
In the room next to your precious son. In the room next to your precious son. Oh, don't think I wanted you to share my bed. You sickened me enough in the month we were married.
Someone must help me. There must be someone. Hindley. There may be something he can do. I must go and talk to Hindley.
Who is it?
Me, Isabella. Let me in, Hindley. I must speak to you.
Is that devil gone?
Out to the fields.
Come in and speak softly. One never knows when he's about. Will you take a glass of brandy?
No.
I shall. I take it all the time. It dulls your brain, and then you forget. Forget.
Oh, Hindley, I need help so desperately. You must help me.
Help you? How can I help you when I can't even help myself?
But you may know his mind, Hindley. Has he ever told you why he wished me to come back to him?
Him, he says nothing. Least of all to me.
Then you don't know what he wants with me.
I didn't say that. I know well enough. He needs you, Isabella, for a plan he has.
A plan? What plan?
He wants your property.
I have no property.
No, not yet, but you soon will have. Didn't you know your brother's health was failing?
My brother? No, I never knew. He wouldn't answer my letters. But he has a daughter.
I have forgotten the entail. When your brother dies, the Grange will pass to you and your issue.
Forgotten.
Heathcliff hasn't. It's the ambition of his life to control our two houses.
Already he has mine. Now he seeks to have yours.
But if I died, the Grange would come to Linton.
Yeah, do you think your son would be a barrier between that man and his ambition?
You can't mean that he'd... Oh, no, I wouldn't believe that. Even Heathcliff wouldn't stoop to murder.
Murder would not be necessary. Your son could never stand against him. Heathcliff could make him sign away anything.
The money. As he designs on that as well.
What money?
My brother Edgar's fortune. That doesn't come to me. It will go to his daughter, Catherine. Can Heathcliff have forgotten that?
He may not know of it. He may have thought the whole estate entailed. I don't know.
And that, at least, will never be his. Nor shall the Grange, if I can help it. I'm going to Edgar. He shall know what Heathcliff has been planning.
Don't be a fool. You'll never reach the Grange. The drifts are 6 foot deep in
Princess. I'll get there somehow. I know the way.
You'll risk your life for nothing.
Then I must take that risk. Let me go, Hindley, before Heathcliff comes back.
Wait. There is another way.
Another?
You and I each have a score to settle with that man. We might settle it now without stirring from his house.
How can we?
Follow me downstairs and I'll show you. Tread softly now. You shall protect your son and Harriton. Yes, Harriton too shall have his rights.
What's in your mind?
See there? Over the mantelpiece. That gun.
Hindley.
I saw Heathcliff loaded this morning. I have to lift it down. So, pull back the hammers.
Hindley, no, that's murder.
Hold your tongue, that's all you need to do. He's coming up the path to the door. Stand right behind me.
Hindley, no. Heathcliff, take care. Hindley has a gun.
You die, you fool. Get away from me. Let me kill him.
So, it's come to murder now. This is how you repay my clemency. I ought to rid myself of you here and now.
Oh, Heathcliff, stop. Don't kill him.
He sought to kill me. I have a mind to dash your brains out at this moment.
Heathcliff, for God's sake.
Yes, Heathcliff. You'd pray to him now, wouldn't you? You'd call him fair names to save yourself. You'd beg for mercy. Well, beg for it, Hindley. Mm. Beg for mercy, as I always swore I'd make you. And hear me refuse it. Pray, Hindley, pray. This is your end.
No!
What's that? Look out of the window, woman, can't you?
It's the girl with Harrison. They're coming up the path.
Get up, Hindley. Get up, I say. You're not hurt. Isabella, help him to the settle while I go out and find out what to do.
Hindley, I'm going to the Grange. My brother must help us. Give me my cloak.
How can you? You have to pass Heathcliff to get to the door, and he'd never let you out.
This window is low. I can climb through it. Hindley, if my son should ask for me, tell him where I've gone. Now shut the window after me.
Bear to the east, and you may find the path.
Come in here, miss. I'll see what can be done for you.
And who may you be, young lady?
Catherine Linton. I live at Thrushcross Grange.
Well. This is a day of surprises. This is indeed an honor. We've not had the pleasure of seeing you here before. And how may we serve you?
My pony has fallen and hurt itself. I wondered if I might stable it here and let it rest a while before starting back home.
By all means. Harriton shall see to your pony, and if necessary, we'll mount you afresh to get you home.
Oh, no. It's very kind of you, but I couldn't let you do that.
Why not?
If you did, my father would know I'd been here.
So?
And he's forbidden me to ride near Wuthering Heights.
I see. Miss Linton, sit by the fire and get warm. Harriton, take that harness from the settle.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sit you down, Miss Linton.
Thank you.
Tell me, Miss Linton, what made you disobey your father?
I wanted to see the house where my mother lived as a girl. And also...
Also?
To see you.
Me?
Yes. You are Mr. Heathcliff, aren't you?
I am.
And you knew my mother, didn't you?
Yes. I knew her.
Is this room exactly as it was when she lived here? Or have there been changes made?
There have been no changes. It is exactly as it was.
Helen told me there was a carving on the mantelpiece. Oh. Yes, here it is. Catherine Erskine.
Come away from there. Don't touch that.
What?
Come away, for God's sake.
Oh, what have I done? Why did he speak to me like that? Mr. Heathcliff, have I offended you?
No, Miss Linton. You must forgive me. We seldom receive company and are therefore unprepared for it. Our manners are rough, but our hearts are warm. You must learn to know us. First, the young gentleman beside you, your cousin Harriton.
My cousin?
Didn't you know you had a cousin living here?
But he took my horse. I thought he was a
servant.
Well, why did he behave like one if he isn't? And if he is my cousin, why has Papa told me nothing about him?
Because that man has taken all he has.
Hindley, what are you doing skulking down here? Get to your room, man. You've said enough for one day.
Who is he?
No one you need regard. Hindley, what are you doing at that cupboard?
Finding something to give me oblivion. Something you've no desire to take from me. A bottle.
You fool, haven't you been warned that unless you keep off the brandy, you won't last out the year?
Perhaps I have no wish to. Excuse me, Miss Linton. It may seem strange to you, but I prefer my own company to the company I have here.
Why does he say that?
He has lost everything he had. I let him live here, but he feels his dependence. Harriton, I think our guest would like some refreshment. See what you can find for him.
We've nought that's good enough.
Anything will do.
He'll find you something. Make haste, Harriton.
As you will.
How strangely he behaves. I think he's half afraid of me.
He's never seen anyone like you before, that's why.
You are telling me the truth. He is my cousin.
He is the son of your mother's brother.
But my mother couldn't have been at all like him.
No, she wasn't. Well, sometimes there's a look of her about him.
Well, I must say I hope my other cousin is more presentable.
Your other cousin?
My cousin Linton, who lives in London with my Aunt Isabella. Papa says when he's better we shall go and visit them. Why do you laugh?
I was only thinking how fortunate it was that you need not go so far. My son, your cousin Linton, is here.
Here?
He arrived from London with his mother today.
But Papa never told me they were coming.
I don't imagine he knew. I don't consult your father in my dealings with my family. Should you like to see your cousin?
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed.
Then you shall. Linton! Linton!
Yes, sir?
Come down, we have a visitor. And make yourself presentable. I'm delighted to be able to oblige you with a sight of him, Miss Linton.
Mr. Heathcliff?
Yes.
My cousin Linton. Well, he isn't like Harriton, is he?
No. He's not a bit like Harriton. He rather resembles your father, as I remember him at his age.
Oh, I'm so glad. You see, Linton will inherit my father's house. And I couldn't bear it if the Grange were to pass to someone who wasn't fit to live in it, like Harriton.
Tell me, Miss Linton, won't it grieve you to see the Grange pass away from you?
Oh, but it won't happen for years yet. Papa's not very old. And even when it does, I shall have plenty of money. I shall build myself another house like it.
Well, I understood that the estate was entailed.
Oh, it is. But not Papa's fortune. I shall inherit that.
I see. That's something I was not aware of. Ah, here you are at last. I have a surprise for you.
I don't like surprises. They generally turn out to be unpleasant. When we left London, Mama said she had a surprise for me. And she brought me here. Where is she, sir?
Oh.
My mother. I left her down here. Has she gone away? Have you sent her away without telling
me? Don't be a fool, boy. How could she go away? What means has she got to travel? Stop fretting yourself. Come and meet your cousin, Catherine.
My cousin, Catherine?
Yes, from the Grange. To be, I hope, our frequent visitor.
Linton. Oh, I'm so glad to meet you. Yes, it's true. You're not a bit like Harriton.
Like Harriton? I should hope not, indeed.
Ah, boy, don't take offense at the first word your cousin says. She meant no harm.
Indeed, I didn't. I was so pleased to find you different.
Is what my father says true? Will you really come here often?
Well, I...
Oh, please, I'd be so grateful. It's so strange and frightening here.
Ah, here's Harriton with the food. Sit you both down at the table. Nothing makes people better acquainted than sharing a meal together. Put it down before him, Harriton, and wait upon the young lady and gentleman, your cousins.
See your cousin too, Linton.
Only by marriage. That doesn't mean anything. Be careful with that jug, Clumsy. You've splashed my clothes.
Aren't lucky. Next time, it'll be more than my clothes.
Tell me about London, Linton. What's it like? Are the ladies' dresses very beautiful?
Oh, yes. Very gay and beautiful.
Would they be prettier than mine?
Yours? Good heavens, yes. They'd laugh at you if you appeared in clothes like that in London.
Laugh at me?
Here, you leave her alone. She'd be all right as she is.
As for you, my dear cousin Harriton, they wouldn't even understand you in London. They'd think you were a heathen.
They are not standing mocking me. If thou valuest thy skin, they'll...
Harriton, go to your work.
But you heard what he said.
I said go to your work. And look to Miss Catherine's pony, see if it's fit to carry her home.
And look for my mother while you're in the yard. Tell her to come indoors.
Nay, look for thyself. I'll do naught for thee.
I wish she'd come in.
I couldn't help it. My pony hurt himself, and Mr. Heathcliff brought me inside to meet my new cousin. This is Linton Heathcliff, Ellen. He arrived today with his mother from London. Linton Heathcliff.
What ails you, Ellen? You look as if you'd seen a ghost.
Now I know who it was. I thought I knew her. Oh, you poor, poor lad.
Ellen, what is... Tell me.
No.
I can't believe it. She can't be dead. She wouldn't leave me in this horrible place. I'm going to find her. I'm going to bring her back.
Stop.
Let me go. Let me go. I must find her.
You don't know what you're doing. You can't pitch yourself against the elements. You'll kill yourself as well.
I don't care. I'd rather be dead than stay here without her. I've no one else but her. You don't care about me. You hate me like you hated her. You drove her to her death.
And that'll teach you to speak of things you know nothing of.
You struck him. You struck him when he was suffering and didn't know what he was saying.
We knew well enough.
Now I know it's true. You're cruel and vicious. But you shan't hurt poor Linton. I won't let you.
Oh, Catherine, help me. Help me. Don't leave me here.
I won't. I'm taking you back home with me. Papa will take you in and let you live with us. Oh, Miss Catherine. He will, Ellen. I know he will. Yes. You may laugh, Mr. Heathcliff. But I won't let you hurt poor Linton again.
Tell her, Ellen.
Miss Catherine, love, it's no good. You can't do this.
But Papa won't mind.
No, love, I know he wouldn't. But Mr. Heathcliff is the boy's father. You can't take him away from him.
You mean Linton has to stay?
Yes, Miss Catherine. He has to stay.
If you don't mind, Miss Linton, I should like to speak to my son alone. Take it away, Ellen. Harriton will give her a pony.
No, no. Catherine, don't leave me. Don't leave me alone with him.
I must go, Linton.
Come along, Miss Catherine.
Then promise you'll come back and see me. You're the only friend I have.
She can't come and see you, Master Heathcliff. Her father forbade her to come here ever.
It's true, Linton. But I'll speak to Papa. I'll tell him how your father's cruel to you.
Take her away, Ellen.
Miss Catherine.
I will, Linton. I'll tell him everything, I promise. He'll come and take you away.
Catherine!
Bidding.
But she might not wish to marry me.
You do as I direct and you shall have her. She's a desirable girl, Linton. And soon she'll be a beautiful woman. Look at me, boy. Doesn't it arouse a spark of passion in you?
Don't be angry with me, please, Father, but I was thinking of my mother. Won't you please send somebody to find her and bring her back?
Yes, yes, it shall be done.
Do it now, sir. Please do it now. I loved her so. Think how you would feel if someone you loved was lying dead out there and you knew you'd never hear her voice again. That she was lost to you forever.
How dare you? Who taught you to pry into my mind like that? Who taught you?
Father, you're hurting my arm. I don't know what you mean. Don't look at me like that. You frighten me.
Get out of my sight. Go to your room.
But Father...
What please. You ask shall be done, will you leave me?
Yes, Father.
Oh, Kathy, Kathy. Will you never give me rest? I think of you daily, hourly. I'm in torment, yet you never come to me. Oh, Kathy. My heart's darling, why do you never come? Come to me, Kathy, or leave me in peace.
Father, Father, come quickly. There's something wrong in the room next to mine.
What?
There was a crash and a groan. I think Mr. Earnshaw's...
Out of my way.
Hindley. Hindley, what's happened? Open this door. Hindley, open the door. Unlock it, you fool, or I'll break it down. Stand back, Linton. I'll have to break it down. He fool might have done himself a mischief. Hindley. Hindley.
Mr. Hindley was found dead in his room. And death must have been for him a blessed relief from his degradation and misery. But at the Grange, free for so long from all the storms that blew about Wuthering Heights, a new trouble was brewing for us. My young Miss Catherine was forever running off to see her cousin Linton. True, she always stayed outside the house, but Linton's plea was forever the same.
Please, Catherine, please do. What harm can there be?
It's no use, Linton. I told you before. I can't come inside.
Why not, Catherine?
My father's not here. He'll never know you came.
It's not your father I'm thinking of. It's mine. He forbade me to come here and I disobeyed him once. I won't do it again.
I see what it is. You didn't mind disobeying him when it was to gratify a whim of your own, when you wanted to find out what Wuthering Heights was like. But you won't disobey him again, no matter how much it would help me.
Help you, Master Linton? Now, how can Miss Catherine's coming into the house help you?
Well, it's so bitterly lonely here, Catherine, with only Harriton to talk to. He says nothing but abuse.
Well, perhaps if you talk fairer to him, Master Linton, he might talk fairer to you. Now, Miss Catherine, we must go home. You've been out quite long enough.
No, Catherine, do stay a little longer, please.
Very well, Linton. But let's go up on the moors again.
I can't. It's too cold for me.
Cold? Why, look at the sun. And it won't set for another hour.
Well, the sharp winds take my breath. It's all very well for you. You can run and keep warm. Our walk today is utterly exhausting.
Well, if you're as bad as that, Master Linton, then the best thing you can do is go indoors and get some rest. Now, come away, Miss Catherine Doone.
I must go, Linton. I'll come again at the same time tomorrow. Linton, dear. Linton.
It's all your fault. Help me into the house.
Linton.
Only as far as the kitchen. Can't you even do that for me?
Miss Catherine. All right, Linton. Lean on me. Take his other arm, Ellen. There. Now, Linton, gently. Gently. That's right. Open the door, Ellen.
Help me to a chair.
Get me a glass of water.
Oh, you've done it before, Miss Catherine. Remember your father. Now, let me fetch a servant.
But Ellen, it's such a little thing. Here you are, Linton. Drink this and sit quietly.
Hold it for me. My hands are shaking.
Upon my word, Master Linton, anyone would think you were helpless.
Don't scold him, Ellen. He is well. I'm sorry I upset you, Linton.
I didn't think my coming in meant so much to you.
You will stay for a little while now, won't you, Catherine?
I'm afraid of meeting Mr. Heathcliff. I dislike him so much.
He won't be back for hours. He went to Gimmerton.
Miss Catherine, you mustn't.
Well, Ellen, what can a few minutes matter? Would you like me to read to you, Linton?
Oh, very well.
I've got a book of poems in my pocket. I brought them to read to you on the moors, only you wouldn't stay there. I'll read you Chevy Chase. It's my favorite.
Miss Catherine, look. Someone's coming. It's Harriton.
Harriton? Oh, Linton, why didn't you tell me he was about?
What does it matter?
Don't you see? He'll tell your father of my coming here.
Oh. Well, I didn't know. Good day to you, Miss Catherine.
Good day, Harriton.
Oh, I didn't think to see you here again, Miss Catherine.
Oh, she's no right to be here, Harriton. She's disobeyed her father. And we'd take it as a kindness if you'd say nothing about it to Heathcliff.
But if he axes me...
You can hold your tongue, can't you?
Aye. I reckon I can. It's no affair of mine, and I'll do nought to harm you.
That's good of you, Harriton.
Good of him? What's good about it? I should think he'd be as glad to cross Mr. Heathcliff as any of us.
Why should I be? What's Master done to me?
Don't call him that! You make me even more ashamed that you're my cousin.
What else should I call him? He be my master.
Harriton, come here. I want to show you something.
Where are you taking me?
Just here outside the door. Now, look up. Do you see the writing on that stone?
Aye. I see something written there.
But don't you see what it says?
It's such queer writing.
Oh, I'll read it for you. It says, Harriton Earnshaw, 1500.
My name? Harriton Earnshaw.
Yes. It means your ancestors built this house more than 300 years ago. It's yours, Harriton, by right and birthright. Haven't you ever looked up at that stone and thought so?
Oh, shut that door and come inside. Such a draught. What's the good of talking to him like that? Don't you know he can't even read or write?
Oh, Harriton, I didn't know. I'm sorry.
It's all right. I don't heed what he says. Anyways, it isn't true.
Not true? You mean you can?
Don't believe him. He's lying. Why, when my mother and I came here...
That was 6 weeks ago. Since then, I've been teaching myself a bit.
Oh, then read something. Here's an easy poem, Chevy Chase.
Well,
please, Harriton, I want to hear you. Oh, go on.
God prosper long our noble king, our lives and safety. Ties.
Safeties.
Safeties all. A woeful hunting once there did in Chevy Chase befall.
That's good, Harriton. Go on.
To drive the deer with hound and horn, Earl Percy took his way. The child May that is unborn, the hunting of that day. The stout Earl of North, land.
Miss Catherine, for shame. It's cruel of you to laugh when the poor lad is doing his best.
I know. I'm sorry, Harriton, I didn't mean to laugh, but you were so funny.
Funny? But you asked me to read to you.
So she could laugh at you, you poor wicked clown.
No, Linton, that's not true. I didn't do it for that, Harriton.
No, but I think you did. I think he speaks the truth for once.
No, Harriton, I didn't.
I never thought as you'd make game of me, Miss Catherine. I only tried to teach myself so that you'd not despise me like you did when you first saw me. I'd not have laughed at thee, Miss Catherine. No, not for all the world.
You You mustn't call me Miss Catherine Harrington. You're my cousin.
And now to thee. You've shown it all too plainly. Well, I've done with trying to please you. If you prefer that popinjay, you can have him. And devil take me if I stir a finger to help you out of the toil he's put you in.
What do you mean?
Nay, you can ask, but I'll not answer. Ask him, if he'll tell you.
Ellen, let's go. We've stayed too long already.
Good evening, Ellen. Well, Catherine, I'm privileged to have you in my house again so soon.
You were just leaving, Mr. Heathcliff. Papa will be worrying about me.
Yes, I've no doubt he will.
Why have you locked that door, Mr. Heathcliff?
For a very simple reason, Ellen. So that no one can get out. I have a mind to be hospitable today. You shall eat and drink with me before you go. Hamilton, see what you can find to give us while I take our guests into the parlor. Come, Catherine. Let me take your arm. Zillah and Joseph are away to Gimmerton today, so Harrington must look after you.
Let go of me. I won't eat and drink here. Give me that key.
In this house, you'll find that one may ask and not be given. Now, in here. Ah, there's a good fire here. Now, come and sit by it. Linton, put on a log.
Yes, sir.
I won't be ordered about by you. I'm not your son or Harrington. Give me that key. Then I'll make you. Give it me. Mr. East. Catherine, have they hurt you?
You'll find I know how to treat children before you leave here.
Oh, let me see.
Stop fussing over her, Ellen. She's not hurt. Sit up, Catherine, and listen to what I have to say to you.
Mr. Heathcliff, this is serious. She must go to her father. He's ill, and every hour that she's away will fret him.
And yet she broke her promise to him a second time.
I couldn't help it. Linton pleaded so hard for me to come in.
Yes, Linton did well. He knew he'd better persuade you or be answerable to me.
To you? Linton, what does he mean?
Catherine, he made me do it.
You mean it was a trap? Linton, answer me. Was it a trap?
You can call it that if you like. I wanted you fast under my roof, and with Linton's help, I got you.
What do you want her for? What's Miss Catherine to you?
My future daughter-in-law.
Daughter-in-law?
I'm giving you a husband, Catherine. My son.
Linton?
There he is. Look at him and admire him.
You can't do this, Mr. Heathcliff. There's a law in the land, even though we live in this out-of-the-way place. And I myself will inform against
you. To inform against me, Ellen, you will have first to get out of this house, which you won't find so easy.
But you can't keep us here indefinitely.
I've no wish to. As soon as Catherine has married Linton, she can go home.
And if I won't marry him...
Then you stay here until you do. I can detain you and Ellen quite concealed here. Or shall I have any difficulty in diverting inquiries?
But my father, he doesn't know where I am.
I thought not. And he's bound to suffer, I'm afraid. He'll probably conclude you grew weary of nursing a sick man and ran off for a little amusement. It's a pity his last hours will be so embittered.
His last hours? Helen, is it true? Is Papa as ill as that?
Mr. Heathcliff, how could you be so cruel? She didn't know. He wanted to keep it from you, love. He wouldn't let us tell you.
And it is true. Oh, Miss Catherine, my love, don't take it to heart so. Go away, please, Ellen. Leave me alone.
Ah, here's Harrington. You brought the food. Good. Now, take Mrs. Dean upstairs, Harrington, and show her the quarters we've prepared for her.
I'll not leave Miss Catherine.
You'd better come.
Go with him, Ellen. No use fighting against them. I don't care what they do to me now.
It's my father's old room. You know, I dare say, where that is.
You go upstairs too, Linton.
I'd like to say a word to Catherine, sir, to ask her forgiveness.
You'll not get it from her at this moment. Tomorrow you'll be married to her, then you can dispense with it. Now go.
Yes, sir. Good night, sir. Good night, Catherine.
Good night.
There's food and drink here if you want it.
No, thank you.
As you please. Well, I've matters to attend to.
Mr. Heathcliff.
Yes?
If I promise to do as you say, to marry Linton, will you let me go home tonight?
No.
But my father will be sick with worry. Mr. Heathcliff, please.
Let go of me. You felt the weight of my hand before. Do you want to feel it again?
But if he thinks I left him on purpose, if he dies before I return, how could I bear to go on living?
I've lived with everything torn from me. You do as I do. If you have a mind to sleep, you can rest down here. Or if you prefer company, you can go to Linton. You'll be man and wife tomorrow, so what matter if you anticipate the ceremony a little? No, don't look towards the window. I put those bars up in anticipation. And this door will be locked. So don't waste your time in trying to escape.
Oh, Papa. Papa. Forgive me, please. Oh, dear God, please let me see him again.
What do you mean by making that confounded noise?
There was someone at the window tapping on it, trying to get in.
What?
Then she beat on it with her fist and called out, "Let me in."
Was it a woman?
Yes. I spoke to her and then she disappeared.
What was she like?
Young, dark, very beautiful, but also pale. Mr. Heathcliff, what is it? Are you ill?
Leave me. Go to Ellen. Am I never to be obeyed? Go, I say. Leave me in peace.
Yes.
Kathy. Kathy, my heart's darling. I'm here. Come to me. Oh, come to me, Kathy. I've waited so long. Why did you show yourself to her and not to me? Have you forgotten me so completely that you make no sign? I pour out my soul to you nightly and I cannot reach you. If only I could see you, hear the echo of your voice. Oh, Kathy, why have you forsaken me?
Kathy.
Kathy!
The following day, Miss Catherine and her cousin were married. Yet, strangely enough, Mr. Heathcliff still kept her locked up at the Heights. It seemed he had some purpose in so doing, but what it was, we were yet to find out.
Oh, shut that door, do! It's cold enough in here as it is.
What'll be the matter with you?
I don't know. I think I'm ill.
I never know thee when they weren't.
Catherine was crying again all last night. I can't think why Father doesn't let her go home. Can do no harm now we're married. What's that you're mending?
The bridle of Miss Catherine's pony. You were weak. You would have given way at any time.
She'll not thank you for doing it.
It's not for thanks I'm doing it. Where's Heathcliff?
He went off to Gimmerton before I was awake. He said he had some business to attend to.
Oh, good morning, Miss Catherine.
Good morning, Harrington.
I'm mending your pony's bridle for you, so you can ride in safety.
Is my pony all right? He'll miss his daily ride with me.
Nah, he's in good shape. I've been exercising him in the yard for you. He's out there now. You can see him from the window.
He's in the yard?
Aye. Now, where's that bit of thong I had? I must have left it in the kitchen.
I'll get it for you, Harrington.
Look out! She's making off! Stop her, Harrington!
Don't try none of that, Miss Catherine. Come back into parlour quietly.
Oh, Harrington, let me go. Please let me go. I'll come back again when I've seen my father, I promise.
I wouldn't trust our promises. You made a fool of me once, but you'll not do it a second time. Sit you down quietly. Heathcliff shall know of this when he gets back.
Heathcliff is back. What am I to know of?
I tried to get away. Harrington stopped me.
Good lad, I'm grateful to you, Harrington. I'm not ready to let her go yet.
Then my father...
Well?
You've told me what I dared not ask you, Mr. Heathcliff. My father is still living.
Go to your room. I've matters to discuss with Linton.
Very well.
Well. To think she goes now without words or argument.
I go because you're stronger than I am and can make me if I refuse. Not because I'm afraid of you.
Go to your work, Harrington. What I have to say is between my son and me. What's this rubbish on the table?
Miss Catherine's bridle. I'm amending it for her.
I see. Go to your work.
I will that.
Have you heard news of Mr. Linton, sir?
Yes, I met Dr. Kenneth on the way from Gimmerton. He's failing fast. Another day, he thinks at most. Why, has she been begging you to let her go?
Oh, last night again. She kept me awake for hours. Promised me anything if only I'd get the key for her. But I wouldn't, Father. I obeyed you in everything.
But less from love than from fear, eh, Linton? Well, you can obey me in one thing more and I've finished. I've been to see the lawyer at Gimmerton. We'll put Mr. Edgar Linton's affairs in order for him.
Mr. Linton's? But how can you do that, sir?
He wishes to make another will. This time leaving everything away from Catherine if she marries you.
Can he do that, sir?
Yes, oh yes.
But when I married Catherine, you said that I should...
Wait. It's not done yet, nor in spite of Mr. Edgar Linton's wishes will it ever be.
How do you know of this, Father?
Shall we say the lawyer at Gimmerton is a very good friend of mine?
I see.
Somehow Linton suspects that we have Catherine here. He sent for the lawyer yesterday.
But you said the thing was not yet...
Nor is it. The lawyer was uncommonly busy yesterday and unable to call at the Grange. He will continue to be unaccountably busy until... it's too late.
And under the present will, all Mr. Linton's property will come to me as Catherine's husband.
All to you. That pleases you, does it, boy?
Yes, Father. Very much.
Good. Then you can show your gratitude by doing something for me. Get the pen and ink and sit down at the table.
But what is it, sir? What am I signing?
Your will.
My will?
You'll be master of much property shortly, Linton. Such people have responsibilities. Possessions must be carefully disposed of. Put your name to it, boy.
I know it's stupid of me, but somehow I always thought that... Well, only old people made wills, not young ones. Am I very ill, Father?
Ill? No, of course not. I wouldn't say you're well, but all you need is a milder temperature. When you get to the Grange, you'll be improved out of all knowledge, son. A paper boy, and don't keep you waiting any longer.
But who am I leaving with my property, too?
Is it to Catherine?
No.
Who then?
To me.
To you? But you're years older than I am. You couldn't hope to inherit unless you thought I was going to die. And that's what you do think. You think I'm going to die.
Linton.
I won't sign it. I won't. Linton, I won't.
Linton, listen to me.
Listen.
Of course, I don't think you're going to die. Nothing was further from my mind. If to make a will were a symptom of death, I should have been a dead man these 20 years. All I wish to do is to make provision against accidents that none of us is proof against. A bolting horse, a carriage overturning, such things as those, that's all I meant.
Is that really true, sir? Is that honestly all you meant?
To be sure it was. Still, you're upset. I'll trouble you with it no further. Another day will do as well.
No, no, I'll sign it, Father. I'm sorry I behaved badly. Where do I put my name?
Just there.
Does Catherine know I shall get all her money?
I imagine not.
It's been so horrid to me since you made her stay here. I should like to tell her. Now, Father.
If you wish to. I'm going to the fields. The key is in the door. Lock it after me and see she doesn't try to get away again.
I shan't let her go, Father. I shall keep the key safe in my pocket, and however much she pleads with me, I won't open the door for her.
I'll be back later.
Father.
Well?
You are pleased with me, aren't you? I've done what you wanted.
Lock the door after me, remember.
Catherine? Father and Harrison have gone now. You can come in.
Where have Mr. Heathcliff and Harrison gone?
To the fields. They won't be home till supper time. And it's no use you looking at the door. It's locked. And I've got the key.
Linton, let me go to my father. All I want to do is see him just once more and let him know I'm safe. I promise I'll come back again. I swear I will. Linton, you've never seen my father, have you? He's very like your mother was. Look, he has a miniature of him I have in this locket. It's the last thing he ever gave me. But you may have it, Linton, if you will let me go to him.
Set for your father!
Don't, Linton, don't! Take your foot off it, you'll destroy it! Broken. My father's picture. Why did you do that, Linton? I was going to give it to you.
Give it to me? You've nothing to give me. You don't possess anything. That portrait was mine already. Everything you have is mine.
Yours?
You didn't know that, did you? My father told me this morning. A wife's property belongs to her husband. Well, we're man and wife, so all your father owns will come to me. I shall be rich, not you. Why should I let you go to him? I want him to die and quickly, see?
You beast! I hate you. You don't deserve any pity. Give me that key. If you don't, I'll take it from you. I'm stronger than you are, and I'll make you give it up. Give it to me.
Give it to me!
Linton!
Blood. Blood on my handkerchief.
Oh, Linton.
He lied to me. He knew I was going to die. It wasn't for me he did those things. It was for himself.
What are you saying, Linton? What things?
He said I would grow well and strong when I went to the Grange. And all the time he knew I couldn't live. He cheated me when he knew I was dying.
Oh, don't talk, Linton.
Here's the key, Catherine. Go to your father.
Oh, Linton.
Don't hit me too much, Catherine. I couldn't stand against Heathcliff.
I know that, Linton. I don't hate you.
Take your pony and ride to your father.
What will Heathcliff do to you when he finds out?
He can't do much, can he? He's been forestalled. Go before they come.
dear Linton.
Catherine.
Yes?
Come back to me, please. I'm afraid to die alone. Come back to me.
I will come back, Linton. I promise.
My little mistress did reach her father in time, and Mr. Edgar died happy with her by his side. And true to her word, she returned to Wuthering Heights to stay by poor young Linton's bedside. His release came shortly afterwards, and he was laid upon the heath to rest. Heathcliff now had all he wanted, the Grange, the Heights, and all of Catherine's property. For him, it seemed, the wheel had come full circle.
Supper's ready, Mr. Heathcliff. Now, come and take your place at table, Miss Catherine, love. Don't let Mr. Heathcliff see you moping about like this.
I don't want anything to eat.
Now, don't let's have this scene at every meal. If you vex Mr. Heathcliff, he'll only send me away. And you'll be lonelier than ever.
I'm sorry, Ellen. I'll come.
That's right, love.
Ellen, do you think I shall die young?
Bless my soul, what a question to ask. No, of course you won't. What are you doing, thinking about death at your age?
Linton was as young as I am, and he died. So did poor Papa. And he was no older than Mr. Heathcliff.
Well, they were both ill, Miss Catherine. You are strong and well.
I wish I weren't. Oh, Ellen, I wish so passionately I weren't. Every night, I pray that it may be my last, that I won't wake up again. But my prayers are never answered.
I should think not, indeed. God knows better than to answer a wicked prayer like that.
I think God has forgotten Wuthering Heights. Or Heathcliff has driven him from it.
Hurry along, Harrison.
Hush, they're coming
now.
Don't you let Mr. Heathcliff hear you talking like that. Help me pass the dishes round. Welcome to the table, Mr. Heathcliff. You must be famished. You never came in to dinner. What kept you?
I had an errand. Well, I'll do justice to your food now, Ellen.
Well, so I should think, without a bite inside you since yesterday. Now, pass that to Harriton, Miss Catherine.
Thank you, Catherine.
And where have you been working, Harriton?
I've been in stables.
There was no need to tell us that.
Why not?
We can smell you from here. Didn't it occur to you to wash before you sat down to supper?
Nay, what be need? It be clean, Muck.
Isn't he amazing, Ellen? He's just like a dog or a cart horse. He does his work, eats his food, and goes to sleep. I don't believe he ever thinks at all. Do you think, Harriton? And if you do, what do you think about...
Miss Catherine, give over baiting him. It isn't kind.
Has he ever been kind to me?
I tried, Miss Catherine. But you wouldn't let me be. And then you laughed at me.
And I shall laugh at you again when I don't sicken with disgust at the sight of you. You, an Earnshaw... Who would think the blood of my mother ran in your veins? I took you for a servant when I first saw you, and that is all you're fit to be, a servant.
Maybe you're right, Miss Catherine. I'm sorry I offended you by sitting down like this, but when I came from stables, I had something on my mind I thought would please you.
And what was that, Harriton?
Nay, it is no matter now. I'll take my plate into the kitchen, Ellen. I'll not offend her with my presence here.
That was wrong of you, Miss Catherine. You've hurt him badly.
I don't care. He's hurt me many times.
Oh, let me fill your plate again, Mr. Heathcliff. Why, you've not touched your food. Mr. Heathcliff.
What?
You're not eating. You said you were hungry.
Yes, I am. It's strange. I want food, yet seems I'm constrained from eating.
Constrained? Who constrains you?
I think it's Kathy.
Miss Catherine? Oh, but she didn't...
No, not Catherine. Kathy.
Mr. Heathcliff, you must be ill. Miss Catherine, run and fetch...
No, I want no one. But tell her to go away. I wish to speak to you alone.
Go upstairs, Catherine, love. Mr. Heathcliff wishes it.
Very well.
Oh, Mr. Heathcliff, this is either cold or fever. This comes of not eating all day.
Longer than that, Ellen.
Longer?
It's 5 days since I've eaten.
5 days? But I packed your food for you to take to the hills with you.
I never touched it.
Oh, Mr. Heathcliff, what nonsense is this? Are you trying to kill yourself?
I do nothing but what I seem to be bidden.
But who bids you?
Kathy. I've seen her, Ellen.
Miss Kathy?
Yeah. At last. After all these years, she's shown herself to me again. I never told you what I did when Edgar Linton died, did I? But I'll tell you now. I knew they would lay him beside her. He, who never loved her with a quarter of the love I did.
You malign him, Mr. Heathcliff. He loved her dearly.
As much as was in his nature, I suppose. But we shall never agree on that, Ellen, so let's not speak of it. It's not to the purpose. I could not bear that he should reach her before I did. So I bribed the sexton who was digging Linton's grave to remove the earth from her coffin. Then I opened it.
You opened it?
I saw her face. Unchanged. Beautiful as always. The years have not touched it. Then I struck one side of the coffin loose and I bade the sexton cover it up again.
That was sacrilegious of you. Why should you do such a thing?
Because I have a promise to extract from you, Ellen. When I am dead, swear you will see that I am laid by Kathy on the opposite side to Linton. I've already arranged with the sexton to pull away the side of my coffin so that my dust shall mingle with hers. And when Edgar Linton gets to us, he'll not know which is which.
This is wicked talk, Mr. Heathcliff. You should have been ashamed to disturb the dead.
I disturbed nobody. And I gave some ease to myself. Disturb her? She's disturbed me night and day for 18 years. Incessantly, remorselessly. Until last night.
Last night?
I dreamt that I was sleeping the last sleep beside her. With my heart stopped and my cheek frozen against hers.
And it was in this dream that you saw her?
No. In my waking hours. She's here with us now. If you don't see her, Elaine, she's by the settle where she used to sit.
You're mistaken, Mr. Heathcliff. There's no one there.
It's but a vague and fugitive vision. Even to me, she's not yet shown herself completely. But she will come. I've bent my mind and soul to that one single purpose of recalling her. I shall bring her back from the dead, Ellen. By sheer force of will, I'll bring her back. Now she's gone again. That's how she torments me. It's a strange way of killing. Not by inches, but by fractions of hairbreadths. For 18 years. Ah!
Mr. Heathcliff, what is it?
She's just beyond the house.
She's waiting for me. I must go to her.
Oh, Mr. Heathcliff, don't go out again in this bitter wind.
I can't stay. She's waiting for me. I think she'll let me see her more distinctly than...
Don't look at me like that, Ellen. I'm neither mad nor a fool. I know what I'm doing.
Oh, she may not be there. She's disappointed you so often.
But I must go. I must go whenever she calls me. Kathy, stay for me this time. Please stay. Kathy? Kathy? Kathy?
Ellen! What is he saying? Why did he look so strange?
He's imagining things. They're driving him distracted.
I'm going to send for Dr. Kenneth. He needs proper attention. One of the servants can go and be back in half an hour.
Ellen, as you go, will you ask Harrison to come in to me?
Harrison? I doubt he'll come. You've hurt him really badly this time.
I know. I'm sorry. But don't you see, I only do it because I've been so badly hurt myself. I'd like to be friends with Harrison. Honestly, I would. And I have a present for him. Ask him, please, Ellen, to come in.
Very well, love. And he has a good heart. Maybe he'll forgive you.
To Harrison Earnshaw, from his friend and cousin, Catherine Linton. Oh, Harrison?
Ellen said you wanted to see me. What do you want?
To ask your forgiveness, Harrison. I'm sorry I was unkind to you just now. Will you forgive me, please?
No. I've tried to be kind to you and have nought but hard words for it.
I know that, Harrison. I've said I'm sorry. What more can I say? I want to be friends with you now if you let me. Look, I brought this book down for you. Will you accept it from me, Harrison? I've written your name in it, see? Well, read what I've written.
So, you're up to your tricks again, are you?
I don't know what you mean.
Don't lie to me. You want me to read what you've written here so you can hear me make mistakes and laugh at me again?
No, Harrison. That's not true.
I was good sport to you, weren't I? It was nothing to you the hours I spent trying to spell out the words so you wouldn't be ashamed of me. All you could do was to mock at me for it.
I'm ashamed I did that, Harrison. I'll never mock you again. Truly, I won't. Look. To Harrison Earnshaw, from his friend and cousin, Catherine Linton. Won't you take it? Please, Harrison.
Aye, I'll take it. And I'll show you what I think of it. That gets to me.
Don't throw it in the fire.
Oh, oh, Catherine. Catherine, you're badly hurt. I would not have had you hurt yourself for all the world. You're too dear to me. Oh, that's a bad burn. I'll get some oil. That'll soothe it.
It doesn't hurt me now, Harrison.
Yeah, but it must.
I've forgotten it. Because you said I was dear to you.
I shouldn't have said that. I'm sorry.
Oh, don't be sorry, Harrison, if you meant it. Did you mean it? Am I dear to you?
I think of you day and night. Don't laugh at me for it.
Laugh at you? Oh, Harrison.
Nay, no, nay, you mustn't cry. I wasn't meaning to offend you. I'll stay out of your road in future. I know I'm not for you.
Oh, don't say that, Harrison. I think we need each other.
Don't tease me now, Catherine. I can't bear it if you tease me now.
I'm not teasing you, Harrison. I mean it.
Oh, Kathy, I've ached for you. And it seems so hopeless. You were that dainty and clever,
And I did try to make myself better. You've no notion how I tried.
I'll teach you, Harrison. If you let me.
Let you? Oh, there's no pains I wouldn't spare to fit myself for you. Will you give me the book now?
Yes, Harrison. With my love.
What are you two doing here? I told you both to go away.
Surely I've a right to be here. I've nowhere else to go. You've taken away my house and land.
Your house and land?
Yes, mine and Harrison's too. We're friends now, and I shall tell him how you robbed him.
You get out of my sight. Go before I strike you.
You dare not strike me again. Harrison won't let you.
Aye, she's right. I'll not let you strike her.
So, that's how it is. You and he.
Yes.
I could break you both yet. But somehow it means nothing to me anymore. Take it away from me. Get you gone, both of you.
Come, Catherine. Come and see the present that I have for you. My spaniel Juno is whelped, and I saved the best puppy for you.
Oh, Harrison.
It's a brave little dog. You'll not find a better in all the country.
Helen. Helen!
Oh, Mr. Heathcliff, you're back.
She wasn't there. She bade me come back to the house. Did you mark Harrison and Catherine just now?
I did. And dissension seems all over between them. Thank God.
All over. And I no longer care. This is a poor conclusion, is it not, Ellen? I get levers and mattocks to demolish two houses, and when everything's ready and in my power, I have no interest in revenge. Ellen, there's a change approaching. It's already cast its shadow upon me.
What can you mean by a change, Mr. Heathcliff?
I shall not know until it comes. But I think it's very near.
Mr. Heathcliff, you're not still thinking of Miss Cathy?
When have I ever ceased to think of her? Yes. She's approaching me now. She is coming at last. In all the glory of her young beauty, to Wuthering Heights. You need not look so frightened, Ellen. I'm not mad. But for the first time in my life, I think I'm content.
Mr. Heathcliff.
Now, let me speak now, Ellen. For we shall never meet again.
Never meet again?
I want you to go away. All of you. And leave me here alone.
But you're ill. You're not fit to be by yourself.
I shall not be by myself. She will be here. She waits only for you to go.
I've sent for Dr. Kenneth, sir. He should be here in an hour.
Then he'll waste his journey. Don't thwart me in this, Ellen, or you'll make me angry. And I don't wish to be angry now. Go to the Grange. It's habitable. I left a servant there.
I don't like leaving you, Mr. Heathcliff. You look so strange.
That's hardly to be wondered at. For 18 years, I've been in hell. Now I'm within sight of my heaven. Why, Ellen? You're not crying for me, are you? I thought you'd dislike me.
I think, for the first time in my life, I'm beginning to understand you.
Perhaps.
I shall come back in the morning to see how you are.
If you wish.
Good night, Mr. Heathcliff.
Goodbye, Ellen. They're gone.
Kathy. I'm all alone here, waiting. You're outside the house, aren't you? Ready to come to me?
Yes, I can see you. Outside the window. Kathy. Kathy, I'm here. Waiting. Come to me. Kathy. Oh, Kathy, my heart, darling. You're here. You come to me. I can feel your hands in mine. I'm ready, Kathy, to go with you. Oh, Kathy, Kathy. We are together. At last.
And so we landed the next morning, stretched on the window seat, stiff and stark. His hands were clenched, as though they held another's in their grasp, and he seemed to smile. He was laid, as he requested, by the side of Catherine Linton, and perhaps he was united with her after death, as he never was in life. Often on a summer's day, I've lingered round the three headstones on the slope next to the moor. Watched the moths fluttering among the heath and harebells. Listened to the soft wind breathing through the grass. And wondered how any could ever imagine unquiet slumbers for the sleepers in that quiet earth.
In Heathcliff by Emily Bronte, dramatized by Constance Cox from the novel Wuthering Heights, and based upon a scenario by Rodney Ackland, the cast was as follows. Heathcliff, Paul Damon, Isabella Heathcliff, Gudrun Ure, Catherine Linton, Meg Wynne Owen, Hindley Earnshaw, Nigel Graham, Ellen Dean, Hilda Schroeder, Linton Heathcliff, Tim Seeley, Harriton Earnshaw, Brian Hewlett, Kathy, Patricia Gallimore. The play was produced by Norman Wright.